Lundia, Lundia, Alexander, Alexander, Alexander's last name. Let's see, this is the review of the records for Lundia Alexander. Date of birth, 6/21/48. Patient was at Harris Methodist from 11/16 through 11/22/2024. Was discharged 4 days ago. Medication list includes lisinopril, 10 milligram once a day, aspirin 81 milligram a day, Lipitor 40 milligram a day, melatonin 3 milligram a day. Lipitor is 80 milligram. Did I say that? Yeah, I think I did. Okay. Hospital, let's see, then he takes Miralax as needed for constipation, Boost for weight loss, thiamine for B deficiency, B1 deficiency. New paragraph, records indicates that this 76-year-old gentleman with hypertension, BPH, HFPEF, HFPEF, schizophrenia, and CVA was admitted to the emergency room with weakness and confusion. He had trouble walking, also had productive cough, and symptoms of chest pain. Patient's recent echocardiogram showed EF of 50%. Abnormal diastolic function noted. Atrial fibrillation control seen. CT of the head was no acute findings. Previous stroke noted. Atelectasis was noted in the chest X-ray, chest CT. Chest X-ray was negative. EKG showed sinus Brady with ectopics. BPH was noted. Patient was admitted, new paragraph, admitted to the hospital, was started on Lovenox. H&H was 11 and 32. Iron was, TIBC was 251 with a transferrin of 179. GFR was at 63. CT of the abdomen and pelvis within normal limits except for L2 compression fracture. No evidence of PE was noted, as I mentioned earlier. Again, extensive history of tobacco and alcohol abuse was noted on the chart. Or tobacco abuse was noted in the chart.
Oh.
Patient had another bout of fall during the hospitalization because of his difficulty with ambulation. Was noted to be severely weak. Patient was seen by a neurologist. The right side, right arm deficit was noted during the evaluation. Patient also noted to be in pain. It was decided that he no longer could return home. Has had multiple falls because of recurrent stroke / lacunar strokes. TSH was normal, B12 was not noted. Atelectasis is noted on the CT of the chest, as I mentioned. Cardiomegaly was noted in the echocardiogram along with BPH with history of hypertension. Patient was seen by physical therapy. Patient was also diagnosed with neuropathy of the lower extremity and discharge medications as were noted above. Patient CT scan tells the story that she's had multiple infarcts in the left pons and left frontal lobe in the past, causing patient's chronic symptoms. And I believe this hospitalization was caused by another one of those strokes. The problem is it just takes some time for it to show up on the CT/MRI. Hence the reason for no acute findings. Period. Also, he was placed on PPI. Discharge H&H was 10 and 33, white count 5,000, by the way. Potassium 4.1, GFR at 80. Okay, I think that's all I'm going to say about this fellow. Okay, thank you.